Super Bowl, we're trying to ditch days around here. Stay tuned for this week's recap of Days of Our Lives, starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Why, hello, all of you Days of Our Lives fans. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dishin' Days, where we give you a full recap of this week's episodes of Days of Our Lives. I'm your host, Tony Moore. And it looks like it's just me. All by... Oh, wait.
Hello!
Why, sir? Who could you be?
Hi, I'm Mark J. Freeman. I dropped something on the floor. Sorry.
Did you?
Were
you trying to find Billy Flynn?
I had to hide my Super Bowl beer bottle.
That was so funny.
I had to pour it in an AfterBuzz cup. Cheers. Happy
Classy
Super Bowl.
Classy lady.
I'm
Classy.
Cheering for the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, wait.
Oh, they're not in the Super Bowl.
So, oh.
And they never will be.
Are you talking about the baseball game that's happening today?
Baseball, yep.
You know what? I heard that Lady Gaga is performing in Houston during a live football game today.
Yes, she is. So, she's doing a concert.
Yeah.
She's doing a short little concert.
I'm very excited about that.
Yeah,
I'm very excited about that.
Some guys are going to run around the field after and before.
Oh, and make baskets.
Yeah.
Got it. Got it.
Weaving.
Yeah. So thank you everyone for joining us on this Super Sunday. Shout out to Matthew Evan Payne, who is not here today. So shout out to you wherever you are.
Wherever you may be.
I hope you are being your super duper dapper self. If you haven't already, make sure you like us, follow us on all social media platforms. We are on Twitter @_DishinDays and on Facebook and Instagram, Dishin' Days. Also,
you know who gave me the beer, by the way?
Who?
Lucretia.
Oh, well, that girl. And if you know Lucretia, you know that she's one of the co-hosts of GH Report, which is followed right after our show.
See how I led you into that?
And that toss
that right up
you
there.
For,
boop. In volleyball, that would be a set. And spike.
Look at you.
Wow, look at you.
I play beach volleyball every Monday. I play beach volleyball.
I thought you just watch beach volleyball.
No, girl. I play.
Oh, okay.
It's the only exercise I get.
Is this happening tomorrow?
Besides chasing Billy
Flynn? No, not tomorrow, because there's rain.
Next time this happens, please let me know.
I Facebook it all the time.
I'm going to be front row and center with popcorn.
Girl, try and return my serve.
Speaking of girls, we have our favorite girl in the booth. We have Miss Alexis.
Hey,
girl.
Hey, I missed everybody.
I know.
Well, we have to change
back at our regular time
because somebody.
Jeff.
Well, because I'm.
He's a working girl.
I'm a working gal.
Listen, just because it gets darker earlier, he has to go to his street corner earlier, so he needs to prep. To like, you know.
Rude!
Hey, I just thought that you got your exercise by chasing Billy Flynn around.
Well, that too. That too.
Girl, talk about cardio.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Alright, so.
Hi, Demo.
Love you.
Demo Katabi,
hello.
He says hello, Tony and Mark. Nice entrance, Mark. Thank you.
If you guys are on iTunes and listening to us, make sure you like us and give us 5 stars on there and write a little review because Mark checks them out all the time.
I do. And a lot of times, 9 times out of 10, they're the fan of the week.
Yeah, that's true. So
if you want to be fan of the week.
Just a little contender there.
And title it, Girl!
Girl! Guess what this week is?
Hold on. This week coming up or what just passed?
Coming up.
This week. Oh, yeah. I know what it is.
What is it?
It is our 14-year anniversary.
It feels like 14 years, doesn't it? We are celebrating our 2-year anniversary on February 8th.
Yay!
I can't believe it's been 2 years already.
I know. Can you believe that?
So,
and I look younger.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, you look like a day over one.
We need to find, you know what, Alexis, you need to pull up a still of episode one to see my flat hair. Because I didn't have my hair was flat. Remember the first episode?
Oh,
I need to look that up while we're doing that.
Because I was growing it out, and I did the first episode, and then I was like, okay, I can't do this anymore.
And I cut it,
and now it's...
And girl, it's
as
high.
Gorgeous as it is.
And I even have hair now.
Yeah.
So
be like me.
Whatever. We're celebrating next week,
and for those of you that listen to this and don't watch, he will never have as big of hair as I do.
I don't want it. I don't want it. I could if I want to, though.
Mm-hmm.
A little quick weave. snatch it up. Mm-hmm. Next week we have James Lott Jr. For our anniversary show on February 12th. So make sure you guys.
He might be out
that.
There right now. He's going to be a GH report after this, isn't he?
I don't think he's out here yet. Probably in a bit. But but yeah, no, I can't. Well, I forgot that
cackle.
He was on here.
Yeah, yeah, we'll hear the cackle at some point.
Yeah, his ears will be burning, so don't worry about it.
That's the JLJ imitation.
All right, so what did you think about this week of days? I know, that's how I felt too.
My tweet said it all.
I think there was one day where I don't even think I really paid attention.
Not that
it was bad, it's just that like sometimes you're kind of giving the information again and again and again.
It's too repetitive again.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, look, it's our first show. Oh my God.
Look, see? Look
at that flat hair.
Flat. And Peter.
Shout out to Peter.
Aww. We should see what he's doing.
Hold on. I'm going to put it up so people can see it in just a second.
Okay, cool.
There it is. Okay.
Now it's up.
It's up Tony's beautiful face at the moment. I need to bring it back just a little bit so that they can see Mark.
This was our first show. And
look at those faces! Oh my gosh.
Such a
Yeah, this was February 2nd studio. Through the 6th, 2015.
Yeah.
Wow.
What did I have there? What was I Oh, that's where you brought us those things from the
event that I hosted. Yeah.
That's right.
And it was our first show.
Look at how much hair you've grown too, Tony.
I know, right? Wow. It's a lot of hair.
Yeah.
Oh my God. 2015.
And I was your engineer back then too.
Yeah, you were.
I can't believe
that. Yeah, you were. You and Steven would help. Yeah. Steven would jump in sometimes.
Yeah.
Remember the episode when Steven kept
putting the words
hashtags of everything?
That was my favorite episode.
It was so funny. It was so much fun. I'll have to look through them and see if I can find it because it was really funny.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like next week we're going to be pulling up our favorite episodes at some point in time.
Oh, so why don't you just cue up Billy Flynn's episode?
No, that's okay. All right.
Both of them.
So before we get too long winded, let's dive right into it. It's now time to start. Dishin' Days. Oh, you just didn't want to say it.
I let you do it on your own. And I flipped it, said it, and forget it. Where's Billy's signature?
Oh, God.
Give me. I think he's on the bottom here. Yeah.
So right Days there. Of Our Lives. What are we talking about?
Right. Okay, so this week. So this.
Is that in the way?
I don't know.
Let's get it in my shot.
It's in my shot. This whore. All right, so
I just lost the feed.
This week, what else is new? This week, we have the war between the Kyriakos and Hernandez.
Hernandez and Demira.
All right, so okay, let's walk through this step by step, shall we?
Well, okay. Go ahead.
So
you do the walking.
Okay,
I'll
so
do the following.
There is a shipment coming in for Titan.
I didn't know what you were going to say.
There's a shipment coming in for Titan that is at the dock. Dock 29, I believe, or 27.
Well, it got moved. It started at one, and then it moved.
And then it moved to the other. It is a special shipment, and it contains the key. We need the key for the hard drive. The key is the element for the key. The key. We need the key. Who's got the key? The key is stolen. The key. Got the key. Key. Key, key. Keys, 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 keys on Van Nuys.
For those of you that don't live in Southern California, there's a Keys Automotive on Van Nuys.
That's about as many times as Deimos mentioned that freaking key.
I knew as soon as they started saying key so much that it wasn't an actual key.
Oh, I didn't catch on to that at all.
I knew immediately. As soon as it started getting like out of control, like, we got to find the key. We got to find the key. And then when Jennifer was almost my quote of the week, when she was like, I know what a key looks like. It was that kind of route then that I was like, okay, it's not a key. You know what I mean? Like, it was too in your face about
it. The key ended up being Drew Donovan.
Which I don't ever remember.
Okay, so I looked it up because I knew that we weren't going to have James Law Jr. here.
Yeah.
But he was a character just for a year. Charles Shaughnessy played him, obviously, as he's playing him now. And he was the twin of Shane. Basically did everything Shane did. He was an ISA agent as well. But he also worked for Stefano.
Oh, okay.
And he tried to kidnap Carrie at one point, and then he ran off.
Tried to kidnap Carrie?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's just a... I mean, it's it's literally just a little bit about this character. But it's interesting that they brought him back for this particular thing. And he's the one that created the hard drive.
The Orwell.
Yes, which, okay, so I finally got an explanation about this hard drive, which is just a listening device that allows you to listen to anyone, anywhere.
Which they can do now anyway on your cell phone. So, whatever.
Well, in Salem, this is like new technology. Anyway.
Maybe it's just getting to Salem.
Your thoughts on this, because I'm just kind of... Like, and now there's so many people involved. So now you have JJ and Lonnie, who have been assigned the case. Mm-hmm. You have Gabby and Abigail, who are trying to get the hard drive and destroy it to bring the families back together because an all-out war is about to start. You have Jennifer and kind of Adrian, who's dealing with her cancer, and now Anne.
And Drew.
And Drew, well... They're dealing with it from the spectator point of view, trying to uncover the story. Now you unlock Drew, who's the key, who's the person who invented Orwell, which every time they say Orwell, I think Oroville, which makes me think popcorn.
Right. Did you want me to get you some?
Oh, thank you. So there's so many parts to this story, and everyone's just kind of like coming together to like make it happen. And then, to top it all off, Deimos poisoned Andre and... beat up Dario.
Well, not personally, but
got his men to do it in such a classical way. As he played the piano, everything.
And how did? And see, here's the thing I was thinking about. Oh yeah, with the candles lit.
Yes,
blew out two candles because
there were two people.
I get it, Days. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
excuse me. Mm-hmm. I was going to say something about this. I don't know. Oh, so what? Okay, so they have. So it went from needing these chips,
yes,
to getting the hard drive. So are the chips in the hard drive?
Yes.
Is that what's making up the hard drive?
Yes, I'm gonna say yes. Final answer.
Okay. I mean, I don't know.
Like the microchips are essential for the Orwell
to work, I guess.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, I don't know. And, like, I just feel like it went from microchip, hard drive. Like, it just shifted. I don't know. I don't really care about it. I care about it as much as I care about Hope.
Oh, boy. And that's not at all.
That's not.
although, there was a very funny scene when Jennifer decided to go to the dock after Adrian overheard... the Kyriakis men talking about the shipment coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, good old Jennifer rushed home, found her black hat, and headed to the docks. And then once she got caught, she turned into the crazy woman and was like, do you know what it's like to have Bobby running around on me and all I do is make his favorite chicken?
Yeah.
And I'm like, girl. And he was even like, oh, girl, I hate it for Bobby.
Well, I don't know if you saw my tweet. I tweeted it out earlier. The best part of this week, hands down, was Jennifer and Drew.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the most entertaining.
Their interaction together was great.
Of course.
Oh, my God. Their interaction together was great. And the fact that he's obviously so in love with his wife, Camilla.
Because I remember thought Camilla Parker Bowles. Mm-hmm. It's my first thought.
He's easily distracted when it comes to her, and yeah, so he's trying to develop a virus to kill it, his creation.
Right.
In the chat, let us know how you think about
this
story.
I don't have it up, so
line.
You'll have to tell us what you're saying, because I don't have are you connected?
Yeah. Diane Lee says it was nice to see...
Refresh, Mark.
It was nice to see Charlie and Melissa sharing scenes.
I just love Missy Reeves, and I think she's just so much fun.
Yes, I think
I'm glad they're giving her more.
Josephina says, Deimos is just losing it, and honestly, I just do not care because Deimos, oh my God, don't get me started.
I know. I saw a lot of those before I went under.
Yeah.
It's coming back up.
I liked when Deimos wanted the key and Gabby slammed the house key on the table. Oh, yeah. We forgot to mention that. So,
Oh my God! See, so many moving parts.
Well, and I feel like I feel like this week. I know we have this all broken up how we normally do it.
Yeah.
But I really feel this week was really intertwined.
It was very intertwined. So it's hard
to separate all the storylines because they all seem to be really overlapping.
Well, they all overlap into this one storyline because, you know, Gabby and Abigail are involved and they did the whole thing with stealing Sonny's keys, getting a copy so they can sneak into the mansion. Gabby snuck into the mansion. Found the safe thanks to little Ari, who saw Sonny put the hard drive in the safe. And Gabby asked Ari, like, is there a safe? And she's like, mm-hmm.
Well, I knew as soon as Gabby or Ari
walked in, she was going to be a part of it.
That was going to be,
Gabby got caught by Chad. Chad and her then had to run into the closet to hide from Deimos, who then held them at gunpoint and now is holding them in a storage room, which is very similar. One they captured before in another mansion together.
Who?
Chad and Gabby. That's how they rekindled their love for each other.
Was in the little, panic room. But I don't know. This is
It was the panic room in the
Damera.
In the Damera mansion.
I think it was in the Damera mansion. This is now the Kiriakis panic room, which looks very similar.
Except they have shelves.
Different shelving.
Yeah.
It's different. It's IKEA, not Kmart.
Right. And so, who has IKEA? Who has Kmart?
Damaris, I have IKEA.
Okay. So, and Gabby dropped the necklace on the floor so that whoever came
purposefully
will know. Yeah, that. And then JJ comes, and I mean, there's just a lot. There's so many people involved in the storyline now.
Yeah.
And for all different reasons.
And I did see somebody tweeted something which I thought was interesting, and I'm curious to see hear your opinion on it. Maybe you saw the tweet. Somebody said something. They really liked seeing Jennifer with Lieutenant Raines, and they thought that would be an interesting pairing. Because remember they had that scene. Yeah. Remember that scene they had together.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
I don't know. No, you're not feeling Lieutenant Raines and Jennifer Horton.
You know what I am feeling?
Billy Flynn.
The interaction between Jennifer and Eric.
Oh yeah,
how he just kind of walked up.
But
I do think that
he's back for Nicole. Like I just can't imagine that they didn't.
I don't know, the fact that he was willing to reveal himself to Jennifer, I think speaks more volumes.
Okay. I mean, Nicole's got a lot going on.
Yeah, way too much going on,
and that's a whole nother reveal.
Yeah.
That's going to take 2 weeks.
See, April... Oh, no. I'm still up.
I mean, I don't know. I guess I just don't care.
Clearly
I mean, it's
don't,
interesting.
Because I'm just talking about it, and you're quiet as a mouse.
Well, I just don't... I don't know.
Why?
I like the... And I've said this. I said this last week, and I think I've tweeted it. I like that it's the young generation of these families that are doing the bulk of it. That they're the main driving force of the storyline. I don't necessarily like the storyline. I'm just kind of not interested. I don't care about this chip. I don't care about the stupid Orwell. But I get it. Like it's, that's why I'm curious. Like, was the idea that to create the storyline to bring all these people together to have this? But it just, I don't know. Like when you think about like Aramid. Mm-hmm. And stuff like that, that were just amazing storylines. I don't care about a Norwell.
Well, then there's that. Moving on.
Okay. Next.
What's next?
Next is... Oh, Chloe and her and baby Nicole. Thieving and breastfeeding.
Is anyone else getting annoyed with Chloe and
yes.
how she's very protective over this baby?
Oh, I feel like it's so annoying.
Okay. I think in the beginning I was annoyed. Towards the end I was annoyed. But the beginning of this week, she actually made sense to me. And I was like, maybe you are doing the baby. Right.
Yeah.
I can't think of the word.
Right.
Because when she started listing all of the things that Nicole is currently going through, it's kind of like, you can't be a mom right now. Like, you just went and shanked a guy that tried to kill your fiance, who is on a tyrant right now, mm-hmm. trying to kill other people, and talk about, you know, and, you know, this baby shouldn't be brought up in an environment like that. Like, this should honestly be a very happy moment. And if this were you and Daniel, it would be. But it's you and Deimos. And, like, I don't trust it. Like, none of you are in a state to
I just
really
think,
bring this baby
and I get that, and that's fine. I think the breastfeeding thing is a little creepy. I think this, and, like, if, and, like, on Friday even, she kept making these comments about how much closer she was getting to Holly and this and that. And it was like, I really, truly hope that if Nicole leaves Deimos, she gives her that freaking baby. And she does not turn this into a trial and we drag out Nicole getting this baby.
Yes.
For 5 more months.
Right.
Because I literally, I mean, I will do what I do with hope. I will fast forward through it and I won't have anything to say when I come. And I will take a leave of absence from Dish and Days.
She's so dramatic. I can't even. Like, my evens can't. So dramatic. Did you think that when she summoned the policeman, I thought she was going to say, I'm going to hand this woman this baby. Will you just watch her?
Yeah.
And instead, she went, she's harassing me. And I'm like, and that's what makes, and I mean, Nicole is real hood right now. Like, she can turn ratchet real quick.
Yeah.
And it looks like she just wanted to slap the dog.
Dickens.
Yeah, out of Chloe at that moment.
Well, and you know, and just the whole conversation that Nicole had with Justin, too, where Justin was like, just, you know, you need to stay calm and you need to be the bigger person. And I'm like,
but that's her baby. Like, there's such a history with Nicole. She lost a baby. Like, she's wanted to be a mom so bad. And now she is. And this bitch won't give her her baby.
I just... Yeah.
It's a lot. Like, what I... I like the fact that Nicole has a baby. I like the fact that Chloe went and tried to give her this gift.
Mm-hmm.
What I don't like is the demise of a friendship that took so long to really build. Because Chloe and her were at odds before, and they got to a really good place. And now we're seeing that destroyed all over again. And I'm not liking the prolonging of the baby.
This is the other thing that really is starting to annoy me. And they're doing it a lot.
What's that?
Was when... and I get it, it's a soap, and it's like, okay, let's tease them, then let's do this. That whole thing, when Nicole comes in, and she's just like... You're crazy. Commercial break. Come back. Okay, you're not really crazy, girl. I'm your friend. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of that lately. Like, yeah. Where it's like, because it's a commercial break, they want you to think, oh, she's going to scream at her. But then they come back from the commercial break. And I mean, it's just so like.
It's like, let her have her moment.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just getting so annoyed with that. Like, come on.
I don't know.
I don't care.
Oh my gosh. This is starting to be
This
sad.
Is
going to
be like the depressing days of our lives review.
Right?
It's Sorry, just, guys.
It's just a moment of like, I don't know.
Maybe Matthew Evan Payne likes it and he's going to come back and tell us that we're crazy.
Maybe. I don't know. But
The battle
is going to continue between them. It looks like it's probably going to go to court and it's going to be a big thing. It's going to get drawn out. Brady tried his best to mediate and
they're definitely leaning towards a Brady Nicole pairing.
I think so because there was that moment when Deimos walked
Two
in
moments.
And saw Yeah,
there was
and,
that.
And he even said something to Brady, and I don't know if anyone picked up on it, but he was like, let me worry about Nicole.
Yeah. Well, and then later, he was sitting on the couch, remember, and there was that shot, and it was Nicole and Brady, I think, holding hands or something, and you could see him through them, and he was like looking at him like,
"Yeah,
what you two doing?
What you
so
doing?
So that's clearly going to be a thing.
A thing,
And then maybe Eric, too. So we'll see.
All right. Well,
let's move on to the next annoying storyline.
All right. Well, this one's quicker.
Remember when we were so excited and things were going so well and we were happy? Remember those days of our lives?
I think we're just at a moment where, like, something needs to happen and something needs to go down. Yeah. And, you know, I think they're just...
I actually thought this on the way here. Literally. I was like, why don't they bring in... And we hope maybe we can ask somebody this one day. Why don't they bring in, like, a murder mystery novelist as a writer for the show? Like, to create a really good, like, murder mystery storyline. Or something. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I don't know how the writing world in Hollywood works. I mean, I'm assuming it sounds to me like... You write for days, then you move over to General Hospital, then you move to Young and the Restless, and then you're a writer, then you're not a head writer, but you're a sub writer, and then you're... So it's a little world.
Consultant.
And you're in this little world of writers, and they just kind of rotate, and they all kind of do the same thing, and they're regurgitating storylines and stuff like that. Like, doesn't anybody stop and go... And again, I'm not putting down the people that are writers. I know it's hard work, and it's hard to do.
Yeah.
But it's like, is there nobody that just wants to sit down and go... You know, let's just get some fresh eyes in here. Let's get some fresh story. Let's get something new. Let's do something that no one else has ever done before.
Yes.
Like, that's what I want. And I do get, you know, comments and stuff at me that I'm so negative and why do I do the show and blah, blah, blah. Again, and I've said it before, it's because I do like the show. And
yes.
I love the characters and I love the families and I love Billy Flynn. And I want him to have a good storyline.
You just say you like Billy Flynn, like, and you want to give
drifting.
A good storyline.
He was drifting. That's how you know when he's drifting.
No, I heard you. And I get it. And I think
I feel like the people that the fans like the most, the storylines that people like the most, are overlooked. They keep going back to the people that whatever.
But
you know
again,
what I mean?
I get it.
I still think
it's because they film so far in advance that. They create something, and we see something completely different. And they can't go and, like, maybe veer it in that direction because they're already 6 months out.
Well, I know. Well, and I've said that. We've all said that for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's not changing. Even though they said they were getting it down to a month or two or something like that, it's still not happening.
We'll see.
So, and Ray C says he has his MFA. He could be a new writer. And I'm down with Ray C.
As long as you include hashtag Maxine Sun.
Yeah, okay, forget it. You're not getting hired.
Oh, well, if we did hashtag Lorraine
Flynn. Dave's pick up Mark as a writer. I agree. I'm not a writer professionally, but I would go sit in the room and throw out ideas.
I got ideas. No.
I got ideas.
You know what?
It would start with bringing Jack back.
Okay, but it would end with more camera time for Billy Flynn.
There would definitely be a confrontation between Jack and Billy for shizzle pizzle. And who else? Oh, I would definitely bring back Calliope. I'd get rid of Anne and bring back Calliope.
Yes.
Brian DeTillo.
Oh, for
shizzle.
Sure.
For shizzle. And I'd get him a good girl, like a good star, maybe even a triangle for him, just like that
triangle hand
movement. I got it. I got this down. We'll bring back Will. We'll do the...
You're going to bring back Will?
He was a counterfeit. There's the real Will's out there. He's been tied up and all that stuff. But we got to wait till Sonny and Christopher... are together and, like, remarried. And then you got to bring him in.
You know, you can always create fan fiction.
I could.
Fans like that. Can you imagine if we did it, not like, write the fan fiction, like, where you can read it, but we actually did, like, scenes and storylines?
Let's do it.
That'd be so funny.
Do it. I'll marry Billy. Just for the sake of the show. Of course.
Oh my God. All right, so anywho, so there was
Lorraine
that.
Flynn.
So now,
thank you, our Melvin fan.
Oh, thank you, Robin Tate, for saying bring Melanie back.
Oh, who said that?
Robin Tate.
Oh.
All right, so let's get to Prague. So really quick, what's happening in Prague? The gang is all together. Marlena's going to throw herself into the Marlena's going to throw herself into the trenches. And what's the thing that they think is going to lure Mr. DeMera there?
Marlena
at a music festival, invite-only masquerade ball, which apparently we saw that one, his alias, Rodolfo Marotti,
I think that's what it is. I kind of dropped.
Got his invitation for the masquerade ball. Is it the Phoenix?
Okay, here's my question. Rising? And did I ask this last week?
Is it the Phoenix rising?
Is that supposed to be a phoenix?
Is it the Phoenix rising?
You need shadow. We're doing shadow puppets now.
I just thought that would be a great phoenix.
Interesting.
Is it the Phoenix rising?
It's like a butterfly.
Is it the Phoenix rising? I hate to watch this back.
I know.
And think what people
think. Now I completely forgot what I was going to say. Because you've been doing finger puppets. this is what I wanted to ask. And I'm sorry if I said this last week. Does Marlena just carry a chess piece in her purse? Like, where did that, like, when she pulled it, I was like, you're like, oh, I'm going to pack for Prague. Oh, let me give that queen off my chessboard.
You remember it's the chess piece that they found in the safe deposit box.
Oh, okay. That's what somebody else said. Okay. Yes. I wasn't sure. Because I was just like, girl, no. I said this before. I'm happy that they're getting it to Marlena and Stefano.
Yes.
Because that's, in my opinion, and I get...
The queen of the night.
Yes. I get that Hope had her thing with Stefano, too. But I still feel like Marlena different. And Stefano are literally the... Like, that was the crux of the whole DeMera Brady thing. Because
it was an infatuation with this woman. Whereas Princess Gina was just like they worked together.
So my hope is that...
Your who?
My hope. Mm-hmm. Hashtag hope. Is
Emma
that,
Rudd said that the Phoenix Rising should be a part of my reel.
Emma. That... He is actually still alive, and that Marlena actually gets to kill him now, the way it should be. Or they all kill him. They kind of all go in and
burn him at the stake?
Something like that. I mean, I'd be okay with it.
So...
Do we know if John's coming back anytime soon? I mean, I knew he was injured and all that stuff, and that's why he's not on the camera.
They nixed it. She was like, don't call John, because John is going to want to be here, and just don't do it. Mm-hmm. Paul was like, I'm calling Dad.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, don't do it. Now this masquerade ball has piqued my interest, but I want the masquerade ball to start on Monday. Like, I don't want it to be next Friday is when the masquerade ball starts. I want it to start on Monday, and I kind of want this to be wrapped up by next week.
It's not going to be. I don't know when. Again, I don't know where this... Like, remember the Speedy Gonzalez storylines that were like, boom, 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 boom? That's what I miss. That's what I want back.
I don't know.
All right, can we get this next one over with, too? Because I'm
sure,
done.
What is it?
Hope. Oh. I honestly, you're going to have to talk about it because I don't really know what happened.
The only thing that happened was that she was delusional and left the house thinking that Sierra was calling her saying that she needs help. And that's when the police were in that same area.
Right.
And Sean was trying to, like, find her before... she got found.
And shot.
Yeah.
Because that was shoot to kill.
Meanwhile, cut to University Hospital where Eric is stealing drugs for Hope.
Right.
And I'm like, girl, you just got out of jail. Like, keep it cute. Runs into Jennifer. And then he finds Hope before the police do. And that's it. Yeah. Done with Hope. She's still recovering. None of this would have happened if she had stayed in the hospital and took care of the shank wound. Because that's what's affecting her right now, is the fact that she didn't allow herself to heal.
Not the rock.
Oh, sorry, the rock, too.
Don't forget.
But I think the shank is what got her. All right, anyway.
Next.
So next.
Alexis, you might want to get that photo ready.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen. As we go into this next storyline, we must pause for this moment in time with Mr. Kyler Pettis. Is the picture up?
Yep.
Yes.
Sure. I mean, who knew that Kyler Pettis was giving you body, yaddy, yaddy underneath all of that?
He's your Billy Flynn, isn't he? He's your new crush.
I am.
Are you going to be like a giddy schoolgirl when he comes on audition days?
No.
Yeah, you will. You're going to be like, Mark, you're lead hosting. I'm going to sit next to him.
I know.
That's what's going to happen.
No, but listen, it was a you're great.
Like, Kyler, sit on my lap.
It was a great moment. If you're in the chat, let us know how you felt about the, ooh, just got back home from the gym, didn't know anyone was here, thought I was by myself, just here in my towel moment. And that towel was long. That was a skirt.
That was the longest towel I've ever seen.
That was a skirt.
Yeah.
I need them to hype that up a little bit, but that was a great moment, though. Kudos to Kyler Pettis.
I froze
Pettis.
Up again, so you're going to have to look in the chat room. I don't.
Kudos to Kyler for that. They say Kyler is adorbs. Theo half naked, yummy. Oh my God, I said the same thing, Tony. Kyler Pettis is killing me. That scene happened, and I think we all went, hello, yep. And then Aaron Brody inserted with, we all hate Hope.
Yeah.
Let's see. Daquan says, finally, Tony has someone. Who's going to fight Tony for Kyler Pettis? Okay, listen. Before things get out of hand, I am only in mere appreciation of the moment in time that Kyler Pettis gave us with no shirt. I am in no way infatuated with Kyler Pettis, such as a Mark with Billy Flynn or such as a Matthew Evan Payne with Greg Vaughn. I have always and will forever be neutral.
Lies. Lies, ladies and gentlemen, here on Audition Days.
All right, so the triangle between Theo and Sierra and Claire kind of continues. Yep. When Theo was shirtless, he embraced Sierra because she had just found out that they can use excessive force on Hope, which I'm pretty sure you cheered for that because you were probably like, let me be at the front of the firing range.
This
to
is
do that.
When I could use. Could you imagine if they cast me as the person that shot Hope?
I would. Oh my God. I would.
Gotcha.
Oh my God. You know what? Side note, I did have a dream that the three of us were on Days of Our Lives.
Really?
Yes. They used us as reporters.
Oh, well, that mean it would be apropos.
Yeah. And like, and so.
I said apropos.
And it was like, and each one of us had a line.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they split the under five between
the three of us. Yeah. Like it was a special moment. Like,
was it me or Lorraine?
No, it was you.
Oh, okay.
It was you. And we all looked
I mean, I'm always Lorraine in heart.
Yes, but. You are. But I thought that was such a fun moment. Like, it was like a press conference and something was happening and we were just like, so, da-da-da-da-da. And then Matthew went, da-da-da-da. And then I went, so, da-da-da-da-da. Like, it was fun.
You literally said, da-da-da-da-da?
I mean,
because I would hope as a reporter that you said more than that.
Oh, my God. Just kill my dream. Okay, so we do have someone for Kyler.
I'm still
Demo
trying
says
to refresh.
Kyler is mine. So there's that.
Oh, here we go.
All right, so the triangle. Theo consoled.
Wait, what is this incest? They do. It's weird. Like I said, it's a good thing. Paulson kiss are so boring as them, or I will be screaming incest. Wait, who is that in referring to? Daquan said that. It may be higher up on yours because mine just refreshed.
Yeah. Oh,
so
see.
I may be higher up. Let me see. I want to slap Claire silly. Wait, where does Daquan's comment prior to that? Dun, 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 dun. Daquan says, lies, Tony. Then liar, Tony. I'm infatuated. Kyler's so sexy. Da, 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 da. LOL, Mark. Thank you, our Melvin fam. Dishin days. Kyler is mine.
I don't know what he meant. Daquan, so what did you mean by the incest?
It's weird. Like I said, it's a good thing Paulson kiss are as boring as them, or I will be screaming incest. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
Daquan, you're going to have to elaborate on that. Mark is amusing himself with his own vocabulary today. It's not every day I use 3 and 4 syllable words,
true.
So I get a very excited. Honorable mentions are Molly Burnett and Chandler Massey and Guy Wilson. Okay, Daquan, you need to specify what you meant by that other comment.
What do you think about this Sierra, Theo, Claire triangle? I almost just kind of want to say, all right, Theo, you gave it a shot with Claire, but let's be honest, you belong with Sierra. So right. Let's just...
Well, but Sierra is the one who ended things with him. So it's not that he stopped liking her.
This is true.
She pushed him away.
But I don't see...
Because of the rape.
I don't see cuteness between Claire and Theo anymore. Because I think Sierra is too self-involved. I think she's a little jealous.
Uh-huh.
And I think Theo is such a sweet character. Before people think I'm trying to refer to Kyler. I just think there's something better between him and Sierra. That's all. All right.
Daquan's going to direct message me.
Okay.
And tell me what he meant. I don't know if he's going to do it during the show or not, but
okay,
I got my Twitter on just in case. I feel like there needs to be another teen. Like, I just feel like we need to get out of this hole.
I don't know. Anyway, moving on.
Moving right along.
We already kind of discussed this. Jennifer finds out that Anne is working for...
The Spectator.
Julie, who before Jen found out was furious with Jennifer about her article with Hope, which I don't understand why. Like, I felt that scene didn't make sense.
I agree 100%. 100%.
But she then tried to convince Jennifer that, like, maybe it's a good thing. Remember, it's Adrian. You know, she has her cancer and da 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 da. And so it seems like all is fine. And there's that. I don't mind Anne working for The Spectator. It gives her something. I just hope they utilize Anne a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, I think they're doing an Anne Lucas pairing.
If you keep her around, then do it.
Because it sounds like Adrian's going back to Justin.
Maybe.
If she survives.
For the first time, it just now dawned on me why Maxine may not be on the show anymore. Is because they're not in the hospital as much anymore.
No, they're not.
And they would have, but I think it would have been great to integrate someone else who's not so connected to them.
To who? Oh, to Jennifer, like, and Adrian. And
well,
that.
Just to the Hortons, the Bradys, the Damaras, you know, and not necessarily build this whole other family. I mean, they could have added a son, which would have been just fine. But just to have someone else that's just more like an outsider looking in.
Yeah.
So, and I like the way they had paired her as, like, she's just that go-to woman just to get advice from. And I kind of wish they just kind of kept that.
Yeah.
You know, where she just kind of pops in every now and then. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, Maxine, what do I do? Like, there's always someone who knows everything but doesn't reveal everything.
Right.
And Maxine could have been that character.
Right.
And then her son could have came along and been a part of the... Oh, someone just mentioned that they should bring Mimi back. I think that would be interesting to the clan.
Interesting. Interesting choice.
Like, maybe she moves back.
Yeah.
And they bring Philip back, and it's just like that whole generation. They need to bring Philip back.
I was just watching a clip from something, and I saw JPL, and I was like, oh, I miss him already. I miss him. Cool. It says here, Soap Opera Digest, Days of Our Lives. I don't know who that is, or if that's really Soap Opera Digest. Generally, we'll come back to Days of Our Lives, rumor fans talking on this Facebook.
Oh.
Interesting. Interesting. I don't know if that's true either.
We'll see. Annie Golan says, Tony, Aloma told me via Twitter that she would be willing to come back. Yep. Daquan, @Tony, do you audition to be on other shows besides Days of Our Lives?
Didn't you do General Hospital?
I did background work on General Hospital. I did.
Yeah.
I've done...
YNR?
B&B? Yeah, I think I've done all of them at some point. But Days has always been
Guiding
my number
Light?
One. Not that old lady.
Girl. Another World?
No.
Santa Barbara.
Ah! All right, so, I mean, that's been your week of Days.
That was the week. Kind of uneventful, boring, blah.
There's that. And now...
Hi, Duff DeGrasse Biebs. DeGrassi Biebs.
Okay, anywho, so let's go into our favorite part, which is the segments, and we will start with my segment, which is Tony's official 3 Snaps Award.
You go, girl.
All right, so I have to say my 3 Snaps Award came very early this week. And it was when Jennifer, on Monday's episode, was talking to the waitress who
Jennifer had, was awesome this week.
Who had information about what was happening on the docks, and the waitress said, "I got three words for you: shadiness." Yes. And then Jen was like, That's one word. I was like,
somebody bitch. Tweeted me saying that should be my quote of the week. Shadiness.
And that's why I checked with you. I was like, girl, what you got for Monday? Yeah. And you're like, no, it happened later. So so that conversation with the wonderful actress who got the under five waitress role, who I don't know her name, and Missy Reeves gets Tony's official three snaps award. Oh, snap! We do not have a disaster today, as Matthew Evan Payne is not here.
He did not send one in.
So we will go right into Mark's quote of the week.
The dramatic pause.
I'm sorry, I'm watching the game. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
What's the score?
No.
What's the score?
Old's gone now, so I can't tell you. We're at halftime, actually, so you might miss Gaga.
Oh, shit. Tony's like, let's get through news and gossip.
Gaga.
All right, my quote of the week, I actually left today and was like, oh, shoot, I didn't write it down. But I can kind of remember what it was. Wow. It was the scene with, actually, Jennifer and Anne. Because, I'm sorry, it was the best part of the week. Her and Anne, and her and Drew were the best part of the week. Mm-hmm. But it was when Anne was like, I have accident references. And Jennifer's like, she was like, started to walk away. She turned back around. She's like, who's your reference? The devil? I could not stop laughing. It was just so, like, you knew it was coming. Like, you saw it coming, but it was so funny, and it was so well worth the wait. So, because you were waiting that whole conversation.
Because there was
something,
gonna
something was going to be said like that. Yeah, so that was it. And it had, hands down, was whatever shadiness, it was the hands down quote of the week. So
that has been.
She's watching the game.
Mark's quote of the week.
There's a lot of people in this booth right now. It's not my fault.
I can imagine.
Tell people to get out of that booth.
I can imagine.
Now it's time for Fan of the Week.
Fan of the Week is going to go to actually somebody who posted on the Mark J. Freeman fan page. And I apologize. She posted this January 12th, and I just saw it. She wrote, this is posted on my group, Days of Our Lives Real Talk, by Wendy Sue Klein. I thought there was no one but you that would truly appreciate it. And it's a picture of a tombstone. And it says, Daniel Jonas is dead. No, seriously. Like, dead, dead. Let it go.
If you had fought, if you would have fell, I would have died.
So, Delina Job is who posted that on my wall. And thank you for making my absolute week. And I couldn't agree more.
Oh, my God.
If you want to see it, it is on my the Mark J. Freeman Facebook page.
All right. And now let's get into some news and gossip. AfterBuzz TV News. Okay, so some very, very great news.
Yes.
As you guys know, our friend of the show, Miss Cassie DePaiva.
We love her!
Earlier last year, she was diagnosed with myeloid leukemia. Acute myeloid leukemia. Mm-hmm. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And she had started undergoing treatments and everything like that. On World Cancer Day, which was just the other day, she was happy to announce via Twitter that she is cancer-free.
Yay!
We are very happy to hear that and very happy that she's
doing well
and in good spirits.
Hopefully she'll come join us soon.
So shout out to you, Cassie.
When she's in town, she's in New York, right?
Yeah. So shout out to you, Cassie. We love you.
We love you.
We are very happy for you. We're cheering for you. And thank God that you are now cancer-free. So thank you, thank you, thank you. All right.
Jen Lilly has a new Hallmark movie coming out February 11th called Dash of Love. Mm-hmm. Make sure you check it out. Check your local listings for the Hallmark Channel. We don't know what your local listing is.
Check the local listings.
Check that listing.
And Mark,
Yes.
What's happening in Toronto?
And also, there's another, I like to call them Billy Flynn event.
Beware, there's a storm brewing.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, look, James Rod Jr.
popped in.
Has entered the building.
Chocolate twinsies.
Dark chocolate, white chocolate.
Let me tell you, James Lodini took a sabbatical. When I tell you this Jet Setter has been like traveling the world and said, you know what? I'm gone.
Yeah, I did.
We had to put an APB out on James Lott Jr. to find out. It started being, where in the world is James Lott Jr.? James Lott Jr., how you been? What's going on? What's the tea?
I like your hair.
She's trying to be like me, girl.
I know, I see it's getting higher and higher.
There's a dent in it now from the headphones.
From the headphones. But I do like it.
Thank you.
Hi, you guys out there in Days of Our Lives. I'll be here next week with them. So.
And yes. In 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, for GH Report.
Yeah, I guess I'll do the show, I guess. Since I'm here, well, I guess I might as well do it. But I'm excited to be back with my ladies next week.
Yeah!
Where it all began for me.
We're celebrating 2 years. You're celebrating your anniversary, too.
Mm-hmm.
With AfterBuzz.
Because, look, I started here.
Yeah. It's all because I had to take a day off, y'all.
You sure did? You went to Australia.
You should do it more often. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so James Lott Jr., thank you.
You know what?
Awkward.
You know what? You should, too. Maybe then that way we don't have to talk about Billy Flynn every show.
Anywho,
stick around, James Lott Jr. Okay. You stay right there.
We're just talking about, there's a new event in Toronto. It is on, do I have it written down? June 3rd, Saturday, June 3rd. Billy Flynn, Eric Martsoff, Rob Wilson. It's a Q&A with the stars, a light lunch, one-on-one meet and greet with the stars, professional photos with the stars, dinner and dancing. Sabrina is on Twitter at Michaluzza3, MICHELUZZA3. You can get information about tickets on eventbrite.ca because it's in Canada. So it's not .com, it's .ca. I believe I retweeted it. Oh, Canada, where we're all going to be moving to soon.
Oh, gosh.
JLJ, do it.
Our girl, Cassie DePaiva, just released her that she's cancer free.
Yes, we just said that.
I just read that. I'm like, so yeah, we love her.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so happy for her. I'm so happy for her.
I know, because we were, you get nervous when stuff like that happens.
Yeah.
Now back to me. So you stay right there because you're in the shot now.
Okay.
All right. So as you guys know, I will be hosting the Dual Coast event in Charlotte, North Carolina on April 22nd. That event will feature Eric Martsoff, Billy Flynn, Mary Beth Evans, Nadia Bjorlund, Stephen Nichols, and Galen Gehring. So make sure you go to Dual, that's D-U-A-L, coastevents.com for tickets and information.
Mix and mingle.
Yes. And shout out to Paul and Keith of Starstruck Fan Events. They are currently having their event in Atlanta. And some GH people are there. Donnell Turner is there.
But my Donnell Turner is there.
Did you see the video of him with Christopher Sean?
Yes, I did. And Robert Palmer Watkins is there.
Yes.
And Brian Craig is there. So, guys, I've been watching all the stuff.
And Christopher Sean, Eric Martsoff, and Eric Martsoff are there. And then there's another guy there from Walking Dead, my show. But he's there. So it's like a big, like...
Someone from Walking Dead?
Yeah. Random?
It was random. Okay.
So it's like a big plethora of stuff. So shout out to everyone who's having a great time there.
Yes, if you know Susie Morales-Smitley, she's actually been doing tons of Facebook Lives and videos.
Is she there? Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Well, and speaking of Susie, she will be in town in May. And wants to meet up with us, so we're going to make that food.
Her and her family are going to be there.
So
Tony's buying everybody dinner.
Lies you tell. I hope y'all still got your Olive Garden.
Oh my God, that's right.
She buying that.
Oh my God, that's right.
All right, so that's it.
We got to take her something authentic LA, like in and out.
Totally. So, those are
So James Lott Jr., since you're here, what's coming up on the GH Report in 15 minutes?
We have some great news on GH Report because ABC and Prospect Park settled everything. We have Watch Live characters coming to General Hospital.
Wow.
So we have some news for you guys. Some very interesting stuff coming up.
You smell sweet.
It's sweet vanilla.
Oh, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Why does he smell like cake?
Are those cupcakes done out there yet?
No, they're still out there.
Okay, because she was working on those, and I said they're going to be done by 5:30.
Oh my God, this one. I want a cupcake. All right, y'all. Well, that is it.
JLJ, before you leave.
Yes.
Toni Moore now has
lies.
A Days of Our Lives
lies.
Crush.
I do not have a crush. Flynn. No. Okay, this is what happened, James. Okay, this, wow. This is what happened, James Lott Jr. So, mm-hmm.
Wait, you want to? Oh, you're drooling a little. wipe your drool.
This week,
yes.
Kyler Pettis, who plays Theo, had a my shirt is off moment. Oh. Can you pull that picture up again, Alexis?
Yes, I think I still really? Have oh. it up. Hold
yes.
on.
Okay, so I'm going to start calling Tony Pettis.
So, okay, so, you know, everyone, ooh, right? So... Yeah. He did this, oh right? And God. I, you know, I said we should take a moment and, you know, recognize oh this. Now, because, you know, I'm the only person that has not had anyone. I've stayed true. Neutral. Yeah, you know, I'm just a fan with open arms and I'm just like this, right? And so now...
And if Kyler happens to run into those arms...
Now all of a sudden...
I was thinking the same thing, Mark.
Mark is
I'm gonna start tweeting Kyler.
As Matthew is to Greg. Now they're trying to put Tony
so
as
we
to
need,
Kyler.
Here, basically, well, here's what we need to do.
You
do. We need to have an episode, Tony and Kyler,
yes,
Greg,
yes,
and Matthew,
and you
and me and Billy.
You should,
but I, but Kyler, is, Kyler, I am
okay.
Only,
thank you. We're wrapping this up. We gotta go. Turn on the going away music, Alexis.
I just want to clarify that I am only appreciating the moments oh, that Kyler gave
sands
us.
Sands are out of the hourglass. We gotta go, Lady Gaga. Gonna be singing.
She is already singing.
Oh! That has been your week of Days of
Wrap
Our
it up.
Lives.
Wrap it up.
Mark,
Lorraine
where
Love.
Can they find you?
Lorraine Love. Gotta go. Bye.
And of course, me on all social media platforms at Lounging with Tony on my website, loungingwithtony.com. And
peace!
Of course, you can find James Lott Jr. coming up next on the GH Report. Bye, y'all. Have
bye, y'all.
Super
watch
Bowl
my
Sunday.
Camera, girl. Watch my camera.
Producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.